Welcome to Duo Chat with Brittany and Cynthia, where we talk about drama shows from shows ranging from the 90s to today.
Hi everyone, I'm Brittany.
And I'm Cynthia.
And today we're talking about Season 4, Episode 23, titled Coda. Air date May 23rd, 2001. And the synopsis is...
Accepted early to USC. Dawson looks forward to spending the evening with his friends, but Mitch wants him to spend it with the family. Meanwhile, Jen and Grams prepare to sell the house, while Pacey calls Dawson from Miami to say his own goodbye, and Joey says goodbye to Dawson with a kiss. So Joey and Dawson are watching the first film he made in season one.
Boring.
Well, I noticed how the audio for that, you could tell that wasn't Joey's voice. It was somebody that dubbed that for her. I guess they didn't have the audio to use, so they had to like recreate it again with somebody else.
Probably.
Yeah.
I didn't care for the rewatching of it.
I thought it was funny how Dawson said that it sucks more than he remembered,
Yeah,
so he admitted
that
it
was,
himself.
I'm not gonna lie, that was my favorite, that was my favorite sentence in that whole scene.
My favorite
literally
movie.
was like, I agree with you, Dawson. It sucks.
But then Joey
Like,
reminded.
but you have to remember, like most of his films, they suck.
Yeah.
Well,
And then Joey.
he's not a good filmmaker.
I feel like the documentary he made with Mr. Brooks would have been good if we could see it, but I feel
No,
like it
it
would
was
have been.
probably still boring.
No, I think
No,
he.
because every time Dawson would get something good, it was always when the camera was off, remember? Because then Mr. Brooks would start talking, and it was like, you should have got that on camera.
Yeah.
So I don't think he got much on that film for Mr. Brooks.
Well, Joey reminded him of the reward his first film made with the Boston Film Festival and the
Yeah,
$2,500 reward.
I don't think anyone else submitted for that, because why would Dawson win? That was a horrible little film. So I don't get how no one else won.
Right.
Seriously. I mean, that was stupid. I mean, you could see that that was not Joey. In real films, they make you look realistic.
Yeah.
If your head is getting chopped off. So, yeah, that... I don't get how he won. I still don't after all this time. Now, what did you think of this episode though?
It was a little underwhelming.
Explain.
Well, not that much happened. It was just like one last day with the group, but it didn't really seem like much happened. They just did the usual.
I feel like they should have ended the season with the graduation episode. I mean, let's be honest, not much happened in that episode either, but it should have just ended that way, because we knew where everybody was going at graduation. And they kind of said their goodbyes then, you know?
Yeah.
So it was just, I feel like this was a filler episode. And as a viewer, your season finale, should not be a filler episode. That is, I mean, think about other shows. The season finale is jam-packed with drama.
Yeah.
This had nothing.
Yeah, that's why I say it's underwhelming.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, when you compare it to other shows as a season finale, I'm not just saying an episode, because yes, other shows, they do have a filler episode. It seems like Dawson's Creek has more, which is like every episode. But when you put this up against a season finale, it's terrible. I don't get why. I honestly would be so embarrassed to put that out there. Like, if I was a writer or I was the creator, because I would be like, oh my God, I cannot believe I'm putting my name on this bad episode. As the season finale. I don't get why they couldn't put the graduation episode as the finale, like every other show does. And if you want to put this as your season finale, Put some drama in it. There was nothing. I was falling asleep. It was terrible. Like you said, nothing happened. It was like the last day. Well, guess what? None of us care about the last day. It was so stupid. And a lot of it was like they weren't even talking. It was like we were listening to music. I don't care about that. Give me something else because it was bad. And by now, they're in season four. You mean to tell me you have no other material?
Right.
Like, I could see, like, maybe this being season one because they don't know where they're going and what to do with the show. But season one had more drama than this. You know? This had nothing. It was bad. And one thing I don't think we talked about in the graduation episode that I wanted to point out because we graduated together. I thought it was weird that they had Joey in like probably the top 10, I would say, sitting up there on stage and everybody else is sitting away from them.
I didn't even notice.
Yeah, because Dawson said, go, it's time for you to go sit up there with the smart ones. And I'm like, that's pretty bad that they're, literally spreading you guys apart from each other. And I could see, like, because I know on other shows, they'll have like the valedictorian and salutatorian up there, as like those two, because they have to speak. But this one had 10 kids up there. They at least had five, because I saw more than two people. And I was like, so you literally put like the top 10 away from the rest of them. That, I've never seen that before. Again, you can put the valedictorian and salutatorian because they have to speak. But the whole top 10, none of them are speaking. Why do they get to sit up there away from the rest of them? That just looks bad.
Yeah, that's too much.
Like, what would you do if, I mean, because like we didn't have it. Everyone sat together, even our valedictorian and salutatorian, they were with us. It'd be really weird if they were sitting away from us.
Yeah, like they're better than the rest.
Well, and also, yeah, like you get that feeling too, but also for them, don't they want to be sitting with their class?
They're friends, yeah.
Yeah, instead of sitting up there with all of the adults who they probably don't even like. I would feel really weird. I'd be like, why do I have to sit up here on stage and all my class and, my friends and everything are all sitting down there. Like, I want to celebrate with them down there, not up here. I mean, so I wouldn't even want to be up there. I'd be like, I'll go sit down there. But yeah, I thought that was really weird that they just divided everybody. Again, bad writing.
And then I rewatched the second half of the episode last night, and I saw that Drew had looked at his watch before the sprinklers went off, so I think he did go back and set the timer
And
again.
said it. Yeah, because I know he questioned that. Oh my God. Of course he did.
I kind of do wish he would be in the next season. He makes drama, but he's also kind of funny and fun.
That's the thing is, ugh.
What?
It's just so. I told you I hate season five.
Oh.
Okay, let's be honest.
Okay,
This is gonna be terrible.
well, I don't know because I haven't seen it, so.
Okay, but did you like, okay, so the first two seasons of the show were boring. And I still do not know how they made it two seasons in. But which season was your favorite?
Probably the third
Because like
one.
it can't be the first or second.
Yeah, the third one.
Now why the third? Because Henry's there.
No, just because the writing got better with at least Pacey and Joey. So there was something to like and focus on.
Yeah, but that was it.
I know, but that's all I got right now.
See, and mine was season four because we actually get to see them, like be a couple. The season three, I mean, I liked, but they were just the whole season. It was like going back and forth of, trying to hide their feelings, and it was annoying. And because again, it's like It's a couple you want to see get together. I don't want to wait all season for them to get together. And I think they dragged it too long. Where season four, they were actually together. But then by the time season four ends, though, I hate it. So yeah, I like season four, but I also hate season four.
And then too, in this first scene, Dawson mentions how before they used to be sitting there watching ET, wondering what 10th grade was like. It was actually first day of high school, but now they changed it to make sense. And now they're about to leave for college because Dawson all of a sudden is starting an early summer program that was never mentioned before.
Wasn't it just last episode he was staying the whole summer or something? And now all of a sudden he's leaving in June? Because remember in this episode she talks about how the next time we'll see each other is 6 months from now at Christmas. And I'm like, but I thought he was staying through the whole summer. Because remember he asked her, what are you doing this summer? Or one of them asked. And it was like,
Dawson
and
said this.
yeah, his answer was like being with her on for the summer. And it was like, now all of a sudden he's leaving. Oh, but apparently now everybody's leaving all of a sudden, except Joey. Okay, like I could see Grams and like Jen moving a month before, you
Yeah,
know,
to get settled.
so they can get settled, but not like 3 months before. I was like, oh dang. I mean, because
Unless
then think about it though. Like Jen's gonna be bored for 3 months, like for the summer away from Capeside. Like
they find
the really only home she knows.
unless they find things to do in Boston before then, because it's a new
Oh.
place, new things to see.
Yeah, but I was just like, everyone's leaving, all which is weird.
And then I thought it was gross how they were playing that Would You Rather game about the principal. I'm like, that's kind of a little immature and kind of mean, but and then
Okay, but
Dawson.
then Dawson's
That was
have
horrible.
sex with what's his name, Peskin, or watch Grams have sex with Peskin. I was like,
Yeah, I felt bad for
ew.
Jen
I was like, ew and
having to
ew.
hear that.
Yeah, I'm like, ew and ew. No. Like nobody wants to watch their family have sex. Anyone in their family. And so that's gross. And just ew, then just you having sex with your principal. That's just disgusting. I'm like, Dawson, you all of a sudden have a dirty mind. Isn't he supposed? I thought his answer would be really stupid. I mean, it was stupid, but I'm like, really? That's what you came up with? And why was everybody's would you rather involve the
The
principal? Did you
same.
notice that? Everybody's was. I was like, you guys are obsessed with this principal.
I
Now,
just I
do you think if Principal Green was there, they would have said Principal Green?
No.
Because I feel like they respected Principal Green. So I don't feel like they would have said his name.
But it's just ironic that Dawson won the game because he's the only one that's not a he's the only one that is a virgin out of all of them. And then Mitch and the laptop that he wants to buy Dawson. Like he wouldn't take no for an answer.
Yeah. I just feel like Mitch was having a hard time having
Letting go.
Dawson leave. Yeah. I mean, think about it. He's going to be left with the girls in the house. And I mean, he's never had that. He's never had a house of girls because he's never had a daughter. So it's like, oh God, my son is leaving me. You know, because think about it. Like, he's always played, like, he's never played dad, he's always played friend. And he's just always wanted to be Dawson's friend. And so now his friend is leaving him. So he's just really upset, I feel like. And think about it. When you're upset about any situation, you're going to take it out on somebody. And it's usually the person that's close to you. And I feel like he's taking it out on Dawson. Even though Dawson just wants, you know, just to make everybody happy. And he wants what he wants. So, but I'm really surprised. You know what Dawson didn't say?
What?
He didn't say I'm 18 years old.
Yeah.
I feel like most people who graduate
Mm-hmm.
would throw that in their parents' face. Like, I'm an adult. I don't need you telling me what to do. You know
Yeah.
what I mean? Like when it came to Mitch telling him, oh, you need to stay home. Oh, you need this computer. Oh, you know, just everything Mitch was doing. Dawson, yeah, he said what he wanted, but he never said, because I'm 18 and I can choose what I want to choose.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was kind of odd
Mm-hmm.
because he is 18.
Yeah.
It was just weird though that they didn't write it that way.
Right.
What'd you think of it?
I just thought Mitch was going through too much of a hassle to get Dawson something that he didn't even want, so. And then,
Well, doesn't Dawson already have a laptop?
I guess he could use a new one. I don't know. But then Mitch goes at it again later on when he Dawson is about to go to the movies and walk with Joey, but then, you know, Mitch stops him and says, no, you should eat with the family and, you know, spend the last night with them, and, you know, they argue about it back and forth, and then
Well,
finally.
I agree. Okay, I see both sides.
Yeah, me too.
Like, I get that Dawson wants to spend time with his friends because he won't see them again.
Yeah.
But I also get where Mitch is coming from of like, we've had you for 18 years. You're leaving.
Yeah.
This is it. Like, when you come to visit, it's only going to be a visit. Like, you're not living here. And so it's like I get both sides, and I get Dawson, probably a part of him does want to spend time with his family, but he also wants to spend time with his friends. And it's like in that way, you're never gonna win. You're never gonna please. Someone's gonna lose, whether it's your family or your friends.
Yeah, Dawson knows that.
But also, Dawson has been spending every day with his friends.
Yeah, Mitch said for the whole month, yeah.
Yeah, it's not like it's not like he's been spending time with his family where it's like, okay, I can take a break from you and spend my last night with my friends. No, he's been spending every day with them.
Yeah.
I mean, think what he like wakes up and he either goes to Joey's or Joey goes there. Like, there's no family time.
Yeah.
So I understand that too, of like, you should have at some point in that month spent one day with your family.
And then when he does see them for Thanksgiving, Lily is going to be, you know, a lot different.
Right. She, and
Because
the, I'm
babies
sorry.
change so quickly.
Well, unlike me, I'm a family person. So I would have just spent the last night with my family because I would have missed
Yeah.
them.
Yeah, me too.
I would have spent the night before with my friends, and then I would have spent my last night with my family just because I would miss my family because they're everything. And especially if you have a baby sister, oh my God, like you would miss her so much. And like you said, she's gonna change. So, she's gonna be a different little kid. So it's like, I would miss that. And then I would feel so sad because I would be missing every little part of her life. But I don't know, that's just me as the family girl.
I think, I think Dawson also hurt Mitch's feelings too when he said that he wanted to spend the last night with a
With
few
the
people who
people,
mean the
yeah,
world
they
to him.
love them.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, bleh.
Yeah, because that's when Mitch tells him to do what he wants and walks off.
Well, then he goes, Mom, and she goes,
Yeah.
and Gail goes, Dawson, just go to the movies.
And then even,
I think she didn't want to start a fight.
yeah, and then even Joey's like, we can, you know, not do this. You can go and be with them. But he says no. So they go.
No, he's like, no, we're going. I'm like,
Yeah.
Dawson, he has no sympathy for anybody.
I know, now we're actually starting to see the cell phones, the flip phones, because
Oh.
Pacey tries calling somebody.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Dawson.
No, Pacey was the first one shown with a phone, so.
Yeah, but he got it from somebody.
Yeah,
I
coworker,
think
yeah.
he was borrowing it. He wasn't his.
I know, I'm just saying, like, it really feels like we're moving in time now with the new technology.
Yeah, but isn't it so crazy that like him and Joey went to sea for 3 months and they didn't have a cell phone? Like, what if something happened?
I think they had, like, I don't know when the flip phones came out exactly, but they had, like, the giant brick ones for the longest time, and
You
I feel
think
like
they
that
took
can't
that
get,
with them?
yeah, they can't get reception with that out there. So I feel
But
like
yeah, I
even
was
with,
like,
yeah, the flip phones, it's still not good reception. So
but
I
I'm
feel like
like, once,
they didn't want to bother with it.
but I was like, once again, Pacey's out and he doesn't have a phone on him. But he seems to be where he should be.
Yeah,
He
and he probably,
likes the boat life, so that's a good spot for him.
And he writes and probably uses payphones, when he can.
Okay, so when he dialed somebody's number and then it rang 3 times and he hung up, which I thought also was a little too soon to hang up, but because it only rang 3 times. But anyway, who did you think at that moment that he was calling?
Joey. But of
I
course, I was
didn't,
wrong.
yeah, I didn't know he was calling someone else. What did you
And
think? Did you think he hung up too soon? I mean, he literally rang 3 times.
well, when I was watching the scene, I thought maybe they kind of like cut it shorter, so it was actually ringing the whole time it would have been until it went to voicemail. I don't know, that's how I saw it.
Yeah, but he didn't even leave a message. He just hung up.
And then what didn't make sense with the next scene is with the guys and the girls walking to the movies. So of course Joey and Jen are talking and then Dawson and Jack, but weren't they walking together? But then they have distance between them so they can have their conversations, like the
Yeah,
four of them aren't together.
the girls went a different way, so they would stay
Oh.
ahead of the boys. Yeah, they were first together, but then the girls went first and went ahead, and then it was like their cue. You move first, and then boys, you stand there, and then you walk behind them.
Okay, it just
Yeah.
didn't make sense that they were apart like that because I'm pretty sure Jen and Jack went to Dawson's house together, so you figure they'd stay together, but.
Well, it literally, honestly, this look like a double date.
Oh, not to me, but yeah.
Well, think about it. Who's the closest to? It's Dawson and Joey, and it's Jack and Jen. And even when they walked in the movie theater, it was Jack and Jen, and then it was Dawson and Joey. And I was like, it literally looks like a double date.
Oh, not to
It's
me. I saw
not
them
like
as friends.
Dawson and Jen were walking in together. You know, it was like a little too. But I did think it was funny when Dawson told Jack, please don't sit by me because, like, you're depressing me. It was funny.
Yeah, because he's talking about saying goodbye to Joey. And then and even Jen too talks to Joey about her missing Dawson and she should tell him to stay because he would for her. But I don't know
Well,
about that.
and then, well, I mean, the old Dawson would. But what I, well, first, what I thought was funny was that Dawson said, I think this was to Jack. He said that he fell in love with someone else this year. And I mean, first, I didn't really know it was like that much, like deeply in love, because I didn't know. But I am glad that he fell in love with someone else this year.
Yeah, me too.
But also the whole Jen and Joey, Jen was like, she said something like, it was something about like missing Dawson and like you're having a hard time or something about saying bye or whatever. And Joey's like, well, you know, what about you? And she's like, it's not the same thing. And it's like, no, it's not. You know, Dawson and Jen are not that close.
Yeah. Because wasn't what they were listing all the things that annoy them about
About
Dawson.
Dawson. Well, yeah, and she was like, and Jen was like, I've already had my time to be annoyed with them. But it was so then when they come out of the movie theater, and then there's being all awkward, and then I just thought it was funny because, like, I don't know who was it, Dawson brought up going to eat or something, and then Jack goes, I can eat. And then Jen was talking about, you know, like walking home instead. And then Jack goes, I can walk home. I'm like, what are you, a puppet? And
Yeah, he's just following along.
then all of a sudden he goes, so what's the plan?
Yeah. Like he wasn't even listening.
he wasn't following any of it. But it was funny because, like, as soon as Dawson said about eating, and then Joey kind of like agreed to it or whatever, and then I'm like, then when Jack said I can eat, I'm like, dude, that's not what Jen, like Jen's look on her face is like, no. Like you and me are not going anywhere with the two of them.
Yeah, they need to be alone.
Yeah, but when he just like piped up and said, I can eat, I'm like, I don't really think you were invited. I think they said it out loud, but it wasn't to include you. Because think about it, like they've already spent he's Dawson has spent enough time with you. So he wants to spend the rest of his night with Joey.
And then the movie they saw was American Graffiti. It came out in 1973.
Why do they
So,
keep watching movies from the past?
I don't know.
And when I mean the past, I mean 20 years ago in the past.
Yeah, well, that was almost 30 years ago then, too. Like 28, yeah. I'm surprised that, movies even played that, that later.
Yeah, that they even had that film on them.
Yeah, now today it's a little bit more common because people use DVDs to play movies, right? I think
Well,
for the
yeah, I
most
mean,
part.
now you could go and watch Titanic if they ever had it out.
Yeah, I just watched that a year ago too, so.
Yeah, so it's like I think it's easier for the movie theaters now to get film, but yeah, that's just
Yeah,
a
so
little weird
Dawson.
because this was only in 2001, so I didn't think they had
Yeah.
that much technology back then. I mean, to do that,
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure.
especially in a small town.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure Dawson picked out that movie.
Dawson picks every movie. I don't know what you're talking about.
And then Gail and Mitch go through the pictures of the kids.
So my thing is like, why wouldn't you pick the one that has Dawson with his sister?
Right.
That was my thing. especially because he's leaving. And why did they only need one picture? Weren't they making a scrapbook or something?
Well, at first I thought they were making Lily's baby book, but then
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe that could have been it too. They only need one picture for something.
Because I'm like, the book should be filled with Lily.
Yeah, because Gail was going to like, should we have this one with the pink bow and then the blue bow or something like that? I'm like,
It was
okay,
like the
they're,
yellow bow, yeah.
yeah, like the same thing, but yeah.
Yeah. But then I'm like, then there was Dawson and Lily, and I'm like, why wouldn't you pick that one? It's both of your kids.
Yeah. And then Gail talks to Mitch about how he was hard on Dawson earlier and says that he's
Oh,
just in
you know what?
denial.
Oh no, you know what I thought was funny was when Gail called Mitch a dictator.
Oh, yeah.
Your dictatorship. And I'm like, Gail, that's a little harsh.
Yeah, and how that's where Dawson got his talent for denial from.
But I have a question. Why doesn't Gail, like, why isn't Gail missing Dawson?
I don't know. I guess she
Like, you
already
know
had her
how,
time.
because you know how we're seeing Mitch kind of lose a little because he's going to miss him. But why isn't Gail going to miss him?
I think
It's
she
just
is, but
weird because she's telling Dawson, oh, go to the movies with your friends, and then like kind of like yelling at Mitch, and it's like, but what, where's your feelings in this? You're not going to miss your son, your only son.
Yeah, she is, but I think she's just had more time to process it and not be in denial of it like Mitch is. So, and I think having Lily helped with that too, like letting go and, moving her focus on to Lily.
Yeah, and the fact that because she's the mom, she, has to actually take care of Lily.
And then
So when Dawson is telling Joey bye at her porch, which was again so weird and awkward, but it was weird. Like the light was on. Joey goes inside and shuts the light off.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
What do you mean?
I don't know, because wouldn't you just keep the light on?
I think it was late, so she just turned it off for the night.
Well, then why was it
But
on to begin with?
so she could see when she got home. But before she did that, Dawson was going to turn back and, talk to her again and
Yeah,
say
that he just says,
whatever.
bye, Joey.
Yeah, because he figured the turn the light off was like her his cue to like just leave it alone. Because she didn't turn around either and get, talk to him and open the door. Yeah, so they won't see each other until
Well,
Christmas because Gail and Mitch will be going to California for Thanksgiving.
Well, I thought it was weird that again, it was so awkward 'cause like they're saying goodbye in front of Jen and Jack.
Yeah, I didn't really like that part.
I know. I was like, as much as I hate Dawson and Joey together, like, and I hate their friendship, I still thought it was weird that they're saying goodbye, you know, in front of their other friends who they're not that close to. Like, they're close to them, but not like that. You know, it's like even if Pacey was there, they're closer to Pacey than they are to Jen and Jack. Like, Jen and Jack are still like the newbies in my eyes. Like, they're not the people that they grew up with. They're the people they went to high school with. Like, it's just different. So I didn't like that they had to say their goodbye at that point in front of Jen and Jack. And I get Jen and Jack probably weren't watching. They're probably having their own little conversation, but as like if I was Dawson or Joey, I would be thinking like they're listening or watching. I don't know, it's just where my head goes.
Yeah, me too. I think they just did that so then when Dawson dropped them off that they could have their own goodbyes, but I feel like he could have just like they could have had him go back home and then Jen and Jack are still outside her house talking so they could say goodbye there. And then they give him a cell phone as a gift.
That was my big thing. Why? What? I literally wrote what in big letters because I was like, a cell phone?
Yeah, they
And
don't even have
then
one.
I know. And then because you know Dawson was so shocked, and who was it, Jack or something, or Jen, one of them said, oh, there's only like 5 minutes or something. And I was like, but forget the minutes. The cell phone alone costs a lot of money. Like, what? I can't, like, I was so blown away. I couldn't believe they bought him a cell phone.
Yeah, me too.
You love him that much?
I guess.
Like, I could see Joey getting him the cell phone because she wants to keep in contact with him. I couldn't see Jen and Jack buying a cell phone for Dawson. I don't know. That was weird to me.
I did think it
Was
was,
it weird to you though? I mean, those two buying him a cell phone.
it
Like, it
was.
should have been Joey or Bess. Like, it shouldn't have been Jack and Jen.
Best giving Dawson a cell phone?
Well, because maybe Joey couldn't afford it or something.
Oh, yeah.
So she was like helping her sister out, trying to, you know, still stay in contact with them. Like, that kind of
Yeah.
thing. Like she raised, you know, she didn't raise. She watched Dawson grow up too. You know what I mean? So just to keep in contact, like I could see that. I just couldn't see Jack and Jen, two of your friends that are the same age as you, getting you a cell phone. That was just really weird.
Yeah, or even Gail as her own present to him since
I know.
Mitch got
Well,
him the laptop.
yeah, but they also gave him for the graduation. They got him that watch, so.
Yeah. I just feel like they could have gave Gail that scene to be emotional about him leaving too.
I know that was my problem with her. She was not sad at all. Everyone else was showing emotion that he was leaving and trying to like hide it. She was showing no remorse. Like she just was not sad at all. The fact that her son is leaving.
Yeah, her
Her
firstborn.
firstborn, her firstborn, her baby boy is leaving to California in a big city. In a big state, and she's not sad or worried or anything. Like Mitch is, he had that conversation with Dawson about doing drugs and stuff. You know, but Gail had no, and I thought it was weird too that Gail had no scenes with Dawson alone. Like it was Mitch and Dawson fighting, and then Mitch and Dawson making up, but it wasn't Gail at all. Like she was barely in the episode, and I'm like, but it's her son leaving. I just thought that was weird. Especially because we start the show in the pilot with Gail. And we're not even gonna end it with Dawson and Gail. It's just weird. I don't like it. The writing is bad, but I've said the writing's bad at the beginning of this.
And that was funny how Dawson told Jen that him, Pacey, and Joey were scared of Grams when they were kids, and Pacey even gave Joey $1 to dare her to touch the porch, and she never did, but
Okay. Here's my thing, Cynthia. Here's the proof. Dawson just said out of his own mouth that Pacey and Joey grew up together along with Dawson.
Yeah, I mean, there were
Like,
times they're probably together.
well, because you are always like telling me that they didn't grow up together. Well, guess what? It was always the three of them.
Yeah, but it was probably Joey and Dawson the most.
No, I think during the day it was the three of them, and then at night Joey would spend the night, so it was the two of them.
Okay, yeah, but they didn't show it that way before.
But how Dawson was saying it was the three of them.
All right, here,
Because
yeah.
he said, "We grew up together," and I went, "Ding, ding, ding, you're right. You grew up with the two of them. It was the three of you." I was happy that they ended at least that. By letting the fans know they all grew up together, the three of them. It wasn't just Dawson and Joey.
Yeah, but like the little scene with Jen and Dawson at the end, how Jen jokes that Dawson's gonna leave and never call her again, and but oh yeah, they never slept together, and Dawson jokes that if she has 5 minutes, they can, but Jen
Gross.
seriously, yeah. I mean, it was still kind of funny. Jen says for him, she would always have time for him. So that was cute.
I mean, honestly, I could see him falling out of contact with Jen.
Yeah. At
Again, they're,
least for a little while.
yeah, but I don't, you know how sometimes you're gonna lose your friends as you get older. It's harder for me to believe he would lose contact with Joey over Jen.
Right.
Like, if he's going to be in contact with one person, it's gonna be Joey. It's not gonna be Jack or Jen. And so that's what I mean by I could see him losing contact with Jen.
Yeah.
But as long as Jen stays around Joey, then I guess she has a chance of being in contact with him. Think about it. If he has like one more day on his life, he's not gonna spend it with Jen. So that's what I mean by he could lose contact. It'll be okay.
Right. Yeah, so Grams opens the back door and sees Jen and Dawson.
Now, I'm surprised Grams didn't want to say goodbye to Dawson.
Yeah, especially since the
Because,
guy saved Jen's life earlier last
well,
year.
and like at first she hated Dawson. But I think that he's grown on her. So I was like, huh, she didn't want to say goodbye? I mean, she
I
didn't even
guess.
say goodbye at the door. She just
Yeah.
said, oh, sorry, and like went back in and was like, you didn't even say goodbye then. Not, I hope
Yeah.
you have safe travels or at nothing. I was like, dang, Grams.
Yeah. Yeah, and then Dawson and Jen joke about how they're doomed to be friends forever. And Jen says, it sucks, doesn't it? And then they go their
I didn't
separate
really
way.
care.
Oh, that was cute.
I just feel like there was a lot of awkwardness in this episode. And I didn't like it.
Yeah. And then when Dawson gets home, he sees his new laptop in the kitchen, and Mitch was already waiting for him in the doorway.
Isn't it the laptop that he wanted?
Yeah, that Mitch wanted. Oh, no, that Dawson wanted.
No,
Yeah,
that
that,
Dawson wanted.
yeah.
Because then Dawson said,
He
oh, it's a good
mentioned.
one, isn't it? And Mitch was like, not really. But like, you wanted it, so I got it.
Yeah. And then Mitch tells Dawson, son or not, he is one of his favorite people. So that was sweet.
Well, that's what I mean is Mitch has kind of been the friend, and you know, he's gonna miss his friend around.
Yeah.
But it was nice that they had the ending moment between Mitch and Dawson.
Yeah.
It definitely helped Mitch's character. But I also, again, I get the frustration of Mitch. So, you know, like we're old now, we can understand. Like, I think if we watched this when we were in high school, it would have been like, oh my God, like, why is he so mean? But as we're adults now, it's like, no, we can see exactly what Mitch is going through.
Yeah.
Like, even though we don't have kids, we understand. And I
And
think
then
one day too, Dawson will understand too.
Yeah, and then Mitch asked what it was like saying goodbye to Joey, and Dawson said it was underwhelming, and it was. And then Mitch says,
But yet, no one knows. It's not the last time.
yeah, and then Mitch says it isn't over until it's over. But I didn't really think that, Mitch would feel that way about Dawson and Joey Because they've been broken up for a while, and I don't really see why Mitch would kind of put that idea into Dawson's head, especially now that he's about to leave.
I didn't really understand a lot of this episode though. Like, why does Dawson and Joey still act like they are in love? Like, they both moved on. I'm just, the writers just, I remember I told you that it's going to circle back to the writers wanting them to be together, and I'm just not here for it. This is what, going to be the third time? It hasn't worked yet. It will not work. So stop it.
And then Grams and Jen have their moment in the kitchen. And Jen realizes that her mom sent her there because that was the best, her favorite place and why she always wanted to go back with Jen.
I this threw me a loop. Her mom loved it? What? Her mom tried to get away. And then, remember, even when her marriage is falling apart, and you would think that she would go back home because she has nothing else, that she, I mean, she's got her mom and her daughter, and she still decided to leave because she likes her upper class life. And that's what she, I think, was born for. I don't think she was born for a small town life. I think she was born for the big city, upper class with money. That was what she wants. And I don't think she loves it in Capeside. I think she tried to get out as fast as she could. And
Yeah, but then Jen.
I think her getting pregnant with Eve, I think helped get her away from Capeside. Like
But then.
Jen, like I feel like Jen's the opposite. Jen likes it there, and her mom didn't.
But then Jen mentioned in the New York episode how her mom would always try to bring her there whenever she could.
It still doesn't make any sense.
I just feel like her mom did love Cape Side. She just doesn't feel like she can go back to it after everything, with her pregnancy and her marriage and moving to New York. So she doesn't feel like she has the right to go back, maybe.
Well, she can because nobody knows about Eve.
Yeah, well, except for
Nobody,
Dawson.
think about it. Nobody in that small town knows. That's a little odd. Again, we're in a small town. People know stuff. It's just weird how, nobody knows that she left because she was pregnant. Come on now, somebody know. Like, the town would know. I'm sorry.
And then Jack came back because he didn't want them to be alone, and Grams gives him the jar of cookies. And that was funny.
Jack's always eating though, so. Well,
Then
he didn't get to
was
go to dinner, so he's hungry.
Yeah. Good point. And then Grams tells the story of how her and Grams, their marriage dried out and where they lived because Gen X.
Oh my gosh. What I thought was funny when she said she lived with her in-laws, and then she looks at them and says, "I don't re recommend it." I was like, "Oh my God." It was so funny though. Now, because Jen can't cut the cord with Grams, do you think she's going to live there with Grams forever?
Maybe,
I mean, she's
possibly.
making Grams move to Boston because she can't be away from Grams. I mean, wherever you go, are you going to just make Grams move every time? You know what I mean? Like that, isn't that a little selfish? And at some point, you have to like move on. It's just weird. So wherever she's going, because they're going to Boston, right? Well, does that mean Jen is she gonna live in the dorm room, or is she gonna live with Grams?
I don't know. Depends on the place they get.
I'm kind of confused at that. Because remember, she can't be away from Grams, and she loves living there. So I just really can't see Jen living in the dorm. I could see her living with, and obviously that would save money too, because she doesn't have to pay for the dorm room. So, but yeah, I'm like, I don't really know in that part where Jen's going.
And then Pacey calls Dawson next about Joey.
This is what I, oh my gosh. When he called him, I was like, see, that's who he was calling. Which, by the way, I totally forgot about this scene.
You did.
I did not know this scene existed. I mean, I've watched it once before, did not know it. When I saw it, I was like, oh my God, my boyfriend called Dawson.
So, were you shocked when he said that he regrets not saying bye to Dawson?
Yes, because again, I didn't know that they somewhat made up at the end of season four. I did not know that.
Yeah, and how Pacey said that being his best friend was all that mattered to him once in his life for the longest time.
Well, it was true.
Yeah.
All of season one, Pacey made it a point that Dawson was his everything. And even in season two, when, when Pacey felt like he was nothing to Dawson because Joey was more important, it's like he still felt that way. So it's like, oh my gosh. And then, of course, when he, okay, then, Pacey, of course, asks her about her, and which is Joey. But then it was so cute because Pacey's like, that's not why I called. And I'm like, oh, you just wanted your friend back.
Yeah, and then Dawson even said that he's proud of Pacey. I think he
Now,
needed to hear that.
I'm actually surprised at Dawson.
Did I say that?
No. Well, I'm surprised at Dawson for the fact that Dawson wanted to hear nothing about Pacey and Joey. And at the end of season three, when Joey wanted to be with Pacey, Dawson said, I can tell you he's gonna hurt you, but you gotta let it, happen. And basically. And that's his best friend. And the fact that he's okay now with saying, with talking to Pacey about Joey, because he said, I think she thinks about you every 10 seconds. I think about that. Like, Dawson would never have said that a year ago. He wouldn't have said that 6 months ago. But he's saying it now. Now, do you think he's also saying it because they're broken up and like Pacey did hurt her? So he's like, you two aren't getting back together. I can now bring Joey up.
Yeah, maybe a little bit, and also because he had feelings for Gretchen, so he did move on at least for a little while.
Well, I think that's what helped Dawson, was that he did move on.
Yeah, exactly.
And he was able to sort of let the whole Pacey and Joey go and see that they really are happy together.
Yeah.
And also, it just irritates me because you can see from Pacey and Joey in this episode, the little time that Pacey's on screen, that, I mean, they still do love each other. It's just still so annoying.
And then Dawson and Joey meet up, and because they were both going to see each other, but then they cross paths. And Joey said her excuse was to help him pack, and his excuse was because he hadn't said goodbye to Bodhi. Which is funny because we haven't seen Bodhi for a minute again.
Well, he said Bess and Bodhi.
Oh, I thought he just said Bodhi. And then,
I didn't really
they.
care. She just went to go help him pack, really, and they watched
Yeah.
the E.T. movie. Ooh,
Yeah.
bling.
Well, that was a callback to the pilot, so I liked
I don't
that.
care. They're old. Like, this is old. All they do is talk. For four seasons, we've heard about E.T. Time to move on.
Well, I just liked how it all came together at the end. And even Dawson brought up how Gandhi won the Oscar that year instead of E.T. because Joey asked about it. And that's just another callback to the very first scene of them. And then they talk about how things are going to be so different months from now. And Joey's like, by then you'll be tan, you'll have a girlfriend, and I'll immediately hate her. But he can't keep the secret that he's so incredible. But I was kind of shocked to hear that.
Well, what I thought was funny was when Dawson said that he didn't plan on being a virgin when
Right,
he
yeah.
graduated. He's like, everyone had sex but me.
Yeah.
Has he ever
And they
looked in the
talk,
mirror?
yeah. And they talked about their favorite movies and their worst regret. Oh my goodness, I can't say the word right now.
Regret.
Yes, and
Yeah,
their life-altering moment.
her regret was not telling Dawson about Pacey, about her having sex with Pacey. And his was, what was it?
Not regret sleeping with her.
No, it was how it was when she went to go try to sleep with him. It
Yeah, that's
was
what I mean.
that whole, yeah, that whole thing.
Yeah. And then that's when Joey tells Dawson she wants him to stay. And he's like, what? When he's taking down
See,
his poster.
I didn't like Joey at that point because he's finally doing something for like for his future. Like everyone's always put Joey first, like whatever guy she's with. It's time that, and she was not supportive with Pacey. He put himself, you know, like he put himself through school. He finished on his own. Like she wasn't helpful then. She wasn't, you know, she is selfish. So, and again, now she's wanting him to stay. Like, no, he needs to go. And also, like, think about too, if he stayed, he would be out of that money, I'm sure. You know what I mean? Like, no, because I'm sure there was like a time period, like 2 weeks ago, for you to, you know, drop this course or whatever. But the fact that he didn't, and she would just want him to do it like last minute, it's like some point you gotta think about money. And Joey, you really should think about money because you always claim you have none.
Yeah, I think she would have just not said anything of Jen didn't put the idea into her head.
But I was okay. My favorite thing was what Dawson said was, "This chapter is over, Joe." I was like, "Oh my God." That was good. Because I'm like, you're right, this Dawson and Joey chapter is over.
Yeah,
But
and
in
I
my
also
mind, it's been over.
But I thought it was shocking that she was crying more over that than her mom's letter, because she had like tears running down her face. And then Dawson asks Joey if he believes in magic, and if she never used to with her mom passing and her dad's flaws, and with Pacey, whatever magic was there has run out. But with Dawson, there's proof that someone out there is thinking of her, her friend who is always with her. It's pure
But I
magic.
think that's wrong because Pacey is thinking of Joey.
Yeah. But she doesn't really see it that way right now, because I think because he didn't want to be friends with her, so that's why she's thinking like that.
He couldn't be friends with her
Yeah, I know. I'm just
because
saying.
he wants to be with her, he can't be friends with her.
Yeah, I know. I'm
And
just saying she sees it that way.
it was the same thing with Dawson. He couldn't be friends with Joey until, you know, he could realize that it was truly over, and then he could be friends with her. Like Pacey needs his time and space to get, you know, to stop being in love with her, and then he can be friends with her, which
Yeah.
is not my favorite part.
And then Joey is about to leave, but says she wishes the ladder was still there to make a classy exit.
Blah.
So I wonder when that ladder finally went down, because we saw it go down and then back up a
I
few
think it was
times.
when Drew stole it. Yeah,
Oh, yeah, I keep forgetting about that to get
I
to Jen's. Yeah.
think he probably stole it.
Yeah.
And then it ends with them kissing.
Yes, Dawson's
So
most life-altering moment.
saying bye to her. So that was the end of it.
Yeah, I just want to say too, like I like how they ended it with the same way they ended season one, that zoom out of Dawson's room and you see their silhouettes. So I just like the full circle things. I think the slow-mo was a little too much though. The slow-mo just doesn't feel right with these plot lines ending like that.
Nope, I wasn't here for it.
Yeah, I know.
There's no need for the two of them to kiss. Like,
Yeah, I agree
they
about that.
haven't kissed since season two or whatever. So, time to move on. Like, you guys are done. You don't need a third try. Like, this is just pathetic. You both are moving to different states. Get over it. And yeah, I didn't need it. It was stupid to me. I don't need to see the slow-mo. It's just,
Yeah, they
I
could have
was
had
not
something
into it.
else, like showing that they still had their friendship after all this time and
Yeah, why couldn't it
stuff
be
like
a
that.
friendship scene? This was nothing to do with a friendship. It was stupid.
Well, this is how iCarly ended too, with Carly and Freddie kissing, even though they hadn't been together for a while. So it's kind of the same thing I noticed. Didn't make
Didn't
sense
watch
with a
it, but.
kiss.
So what's your high and low?
The low was when Mitch was arguing with Dawson about staying for dinner, and then the high was Casey and Dawson kind of making up on that phone call. What's yours?
My high was Pacey and Dawson. Because it was nice that Dawson finally said, "I'm proud of you." It's taken 4 seasons to hear that. And also, like, Pacey definitely needed to hear that too. But also, my low was the rest of the episode. I didn't, it was just too boring. Nothing happened. All those scenes should have been, this should not have been a finale. This shouldn't even have been in the show, all this. It was useless stuff. Do you think any of it needed to continue the story for season 5? Like, they were just saying goodbye, and then the scenes that they had were all awkward, in my opinion. Everybody was awkward in it. It was just mean. Like, after 4 years, you would think that there'd be like emotion, but nobody had them. Like, it was, everybody's awkward. I'm like, I don't get this. I don't need it. The graduation was happy and it should have stayed that way. This was just stupid. I can't believe that I still can't believe they even put this out there. I think this is, in like all those shows I've watched, like, this is, I think, the worst finale I've ever seen. What about you? I mean, think about finale wise. Is what do you think of it? I mean,
Yeah, let me see.
the past 3 seasons had better, finale than this one.
Yeah, like we said at the beginning, it just seemed unnecessary. So,
All right, and then what would you rate it?
like a 7. Yours is lower, I assume.
Two. I didn't like it. And then who's your best and worst?
It's getting harder to choose worse lately. I just chose Mitch because of how he argue with Dawson, kind of embarrass him in front of Joey like that, even though they did make up later on. And then the best is Dawson just making the right choice and not staying like Joey wanted him to, because he could have, was like, he was ready to give that up for Gretchen. He was ready to go to Boston with, yeah, Boston with her, but he didn't. So now he's making the right decision this time and not, following the girl that he loves or likes or whatever, and instead doing what's best for him and going to school. And yours?
My worst is Joey. She's on my last nerve.
Yeah, like I said, if it wasn't for Jen, I feel like she would have just not said anything.
No, she was just too irritating the whole episode. I didn't need it all. And then I didn't like that she wanted Dawson to stay. Like, stop being selfish. You were old enough to realize people need to move on and start their own lives. So stop being so selfish. And that's all Joey is so selfish. And I can't stand it at this point. You know what I mean? She was selfish with everyone she's with, and I don't like it. And so that's why she was the worst. And the best, I'm choosing Dawson, only because Pacey was only in 2 scenes. I mean, again, there was nothing Dawson could do.
Hold
There
on.
was somebody he was gonna disapprove. I mean, there was he was gonna disappoint somebody in this, whether it was his family or his friends. So he was already screwed there. And then, he finally made the right decision. Instead of listening to Joey, he finally was like, "No, I need to go and see what my life can be." And I agree with that. So, and plus, he was nice to Pacey on the phone. So that's why he was the best for me. So what was your favorite episode in season 4?
Yeah, I was just looking at the list of that to see, but so many of them were not great. Let me see. I'm looking at the last 10 already, so I haven't liked one so far. I guess I'm gonna have to go with I don't think I've ever had a hard time choosing this for other seasons. I think I'm just have to choose, even though it was sad, the episode with Mr. Brooks. I just like how they show that and tie that together to end and his relationship with Dawson, because I think Dawson did really need that kind of relationship in his life, because he didn't have a grandfather, because his grandfather died when he was like a baby or something, and it was just kind of that role that he needed, and just someone that he could kind of look up to when it came to film and all that, because I think Dawson really like fell in love with filmmaking again, knowing Mr. Brooks. What's your favorite?
Mine was season 4, episode 3, Two Gentlemen of Capeside. It was the one where Joey Dawson and Drew were studying, and then they had that storm, and Jen and Pacey were out there because we got to see Pacey on the water, and which is his favorite thing, and we got to see like a real drama going on. Do you know what I mean? Like, this show doesn't have that. So the fact that this actually, and I was actually interested from beginning to end, which is something on this show that it's hard to keep my focus. And that episode was one of them. Even though I didn't like some people in the episode, like Drew and his mom and stuff, like I still thought it was interesting. You know, so I feel like that was one of the better ones of the season. Because I feel like at some point it does go downhill. But if I have to think overall, remember Andy stepped up and stood up to Mrs. Valentine, and I like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, me too.
She needed to stand up to her, and I liked it. So yeah, I would say that was my favorite one of the season. Because I definitely don't, I don't like the later episodes of season 4.
Yeah, me either.
And then what would you rate overall of season 4?
Like a 7. Barely.
Barely? Oh my God, what are you
What
gonna
about
do? Give it a
you?
6.9 now?
No. What's your rating?
Barely. I'd give it an 8. Eight is still 8. I've given episodes 10s before. So an 8 is just overall.
I just think a lot of the writing didn't make sense. It just seemed
Has
random
any
or
of the writing
out
made
of the
sense in
blue.
this show? Well,
No, but this is like the worst of it so far.
I told you I didn't like the ending of season 4. It was definitely off. But yeah. So yeah, that would be my overall. And I think any more thoughts of season 4 altogether?
Nope. You?
Do you have high expectations for season 5?
Only a little bit because they're in college now, so I'm hoping things will get better writing wise.
Yeah, but from the season finale of this, Dawson's not even with them.
Yeah, so I wonder how that's gonna
So,
work.
and Pacey's not with them. He's at sea. So I don't get how you can have your characters all in different places. Bad writing.
Unless they figure out a way to bring them together, but who knows?
Yeah, guess we'll wait and see. All right, and what's the next episode?
Season 5, episode 1 is called The Bostonians.
Oh God. All right. Thanks for listening.
Yep, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to this episode of Duo Chat. If you want to chime in with your opinion about the episode and the show we discussed, you can email us at duochatpodcast@gmail.com. And to keep up with updates about the podcast, you can follow us at Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Duo Chat Podcast. And give us a review wherever you listen to podcasts. We would really appreciate it.